Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I've been sharing the last few days a message, a call for consecrated service, and we've been looking at 1 Chronicles, portions in chapter 28 and 29, and this is where the temple of Solomon was being built, and David was giving instructions, and we were learning some beautiful examples of David, of wholeheartedness, of generosity and liberality, that he was building a physical house. And then we look to Jesus also as our example, because he had the same zealousness and the same earnestness to build a house for his Father. It was a temple not made with hands. We're speaking about the body of Christ, and the Holy Spirit is still in process today. It started with the advent of Jesus' life and ministry, and it's been under construction all this time. And you know what, saints? It's almost ready. It's almost putting the finishing touches on it, because we're in the end times, are we not? So there's still some stones to be put in there. We've got a good foundation. We've got the chief cornerstone, and that will be put on when the last lively stone is placed in that beautiful temple that God is building. But there are just some things I want to encourage you with, that there are a lot of Christians today. Some of them, they just haven't been taught, but they're defeated, they're unhappy. And why would that be? Because they'd rather believe the lies of the devil than believe God's word. Perhaps they haven't been taught it. But I can't simply isn't in God's vocabulary. It couldn't be done. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The limitations sometimes that we have in our lives, they are by circumstances, but many times in our service for the Lord, they're self-imposed. A lot of Christians feel there are limits imposed on them and that they have little or no control over the circumstances of their lives. Some of you listening to me today feel that. You've just, maybe you haven't verbalized it, but you feel that you've just struggled and worked and labored, and there's just, it seems like there's no changes. It seems that you're just in a box, that you're not going anywhere. There's no vision. There's no future. Now, those are lies of the enemy. Because, beloved, God has a plan and a purpose for you. He spoke that through Jeremiah. He knows the plans and purposes He has for us, plans to give us a hope and a future and an expected end. We are either free or we're hindered by our thoughts and attitudes. And sometimes we, you know, the thoughts are so subtle, they just come in and we think, oh, well, that's just me. Well, we have to be aware that the devil is very successful and very effective by placing negative thoughts in our minds or making suggestions. Some of you listening to me right now have felt there are things you can never have or that you'll never be able to do for God. Most of the limitations we suffer are imposed on us by listening to the lies of the devil as he sends thoughts of defeat. When we act on those thoughts, you know, being tempted is not a sin, but it's when we act on them. And so when we act on those thoughts, or we accept them, we assume them, they're ours, we allow them to go into our subconscious mind. Then we reap the bitter result of what we have actually sown. We don't mean to do that, but that's why we have to have the mind of Christ. We have to be transformed. Our natural mind just thinks those negative thoughts, and we have to have the mind of Christ. The subconscious mind does not think for itself. It's the reservoir of our conscious thoughts. And when our subconscious receives those that negative input, then it's programmed to act accordingly. Beloved, there isn't a condition or circumstance which cannot be improved if you will put yourself and put your circumstances in God's hands. That is an expression of surrender as well as consecration. And beloved, it doesn't make any difference what your circumstances are right now at this moment as you're listening to me. They can be improved. They can be changed. Even if you've dealt with them, it seems for such a long time, nothing will ever remain the same. Everything comes to pass. We are in seasons in our lives, and sometimes those seasons really are quite long, at least according to our perception of them. But we have to learn from the example of Scripture. We're talking about a call for consecrated service. That's what David did in his lifetime when he was trying to build a temple and encouraging the people and the rulers to give so that Solomon could build this magnificent edifice for the Lord. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord is doing for us today. He's stirring our hearts. Then, in David's time, the people were willing to obey the call of the king. Are we in a similar frame of mind? Are we as willing today to do the things that the Lord would ask us to do? The things they were asked to do, they did so with a glad heart. Beloved, the power of thought is so overlooked by many today. Multitudes languish in defeat and pain and sorrow when they can rise in the strength and power of God and soar as an eagle of the Lord, if you will, to new heights in God. A person's life is the direct results of his thoughts. This is my opinion. Proverbs 23:7 tells us that as a man thinks, so is he. Proverbs 23:12 states, apply thine heart unto instruction and thine ears to the words of knowledge. Beloved, the conscious mind does our thinking, and our subconscious brings our thoughts into existence in our lives to the extent we allow it to motivate us. For example, if we're constantly thinking thoughts of guilt or of envy, anxiety, weakness, fear, hate, or double-mindedness, or deceit, or any other negative, debilitating thought, how can we possibly expect to experience anything else but what we've allowed to be planted in our hearts and minds? It has been said that our thoughts actually take form. That is, if we let our minds dwell on certain conditions long enough, we begin to act on those directions, and thus those conditions will begin to become a reality. Let's look at part of verse 9 again. What does it say? It says, then the people rejoiced, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy. They rejoiced because they obeyed the king's call. The king rejoiced also with great joy, joy in their obedience. He rejoiced in their total dedication. Beloved, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's the outcome of a heart that is made perfect toward the Lord and His cause on this earth. The happiest Christians are those who willingly fill their hands for God. Joy in the Lord is power. Nehemiah 8:10 states, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I feel to just pause for a little bit, because there are those of you listening who feel defeated. You feel defeated by your circumstances. You love the Lord. You love the Lord with all of your heart, and you want to do things that God has placed on your heart. You want to respond just like David and the people of God that I've read about in these chapters. They wanted to do this for the Lord. And some of you just ache. From the letters that come in, some want to be blessed financially, that they can do more for the service of the house of the Lord. As we are blessed, Unveil Christ Ministries, we're able to do more in our missions outreach. I continually, I started giving just tithing of everything that came in, and now I'm doing more. increase that, double that, because my heart is to see the house of God built, not just the outreaches of Unveil Christ Ministries, but this beautiful spiritual temple that I've been sharing with you about. That's God's heart. And I want to do everything I can, all my material substance, all my physical abilities, all my strength, all my time, I dedicate to the house of the service of the Lord. And that's His heart's desire, that you can, to the extent and limit that He has blessed you with, that's His desire for you. 2 Chronicles 32:7 declares, "Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria," or the work of the enemy, "nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. For with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." Lord, I just thank you now for just ministering to your people. I thank you, Lord, for those that have been just so oppressed and afflicted and tormented by the work of the enemy. Father, I take authority over those harassing thoughts, those thoughts of defeat and discouragement and negativity. And I release, Lord, the faith of God that you have imparted to them. Lord, that their faith, their hope, and their vision will arise. And they will, with new strength and new desire, consecrate themselves to the call of the Holy Spirit that is going out in this hour. Father, in Jesus' name, I praise you and thank you for it. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I just want to share a few closing words found in 1 Chronicles, the 29th chapter. In verse 10, it says, "Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee, and we praise thy glorious name." And closing in verse 17, "I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and hast pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now I have seen with joy thy people which are present here to offer willingly unto thee." May God grant us that same perfection of heart. Amen. In Jesus' name, I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.